Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Fire at an Omaha fire station is under investigation. It broke out yesterday morning in the kitchen of Station 43 on North 103rd Street.
While they were responding to a fire.
Yeah. Yes.
So while they're out on call, their fire station, you know, they leave one guy behind who was probably supposed to check the chili. They said it did. I think it started in the kitchen.
No, boy. Someone. Yes.
On a Sunday. Sure, the guys were all fighting the fire, like, can't wait to go back to the station, have
some
Sunday
spaghetti,
meal.
Spaghetti, whatever. Yeah. And then, hey. Check the spaghetti.
I know. So they're going to be looking into what it, but the fire was brought under control within 15 minutes, but still fire breaks out at fire station. You don't hear that often or ever.
Well, yeah. Who puts it out? Like whatever fire station shows up, whatever fire crew shows up to put out the fire at your fire station,
right.
Like they can tease you forever.
Yes.
Like forever.
Right. You are then, Station 43 is then now bottom
of the.
You
guys okay over there? You need us to come put your fires out?
Convicted murderer is going to be put to death next month. This is Nebraska Department of Correctional Services. They are saying that Kerry Dean Moore, he was sentenced to death in 1980 for the murders of two Omaha cab drivers back in 1979, that he has been scheduled for execution August 14th, 10 a.m. It's been decades since Nebraska has carried out a capital punishment.
Since the 90s.
I can't believe you said, what did you say earlier? Only three people have been executed?
Since the 70s, you know, have to use the electric chair.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. There's a large stack of people, that are still on death row.
Yeah.
Kerry Dean Moore, John Lauder, Raymond Mata, Arthur Gales, Jeffrey Hessler, Jose Sandoval, Eric Fernando Vela, Jorge Galindo, Marco Torres, Roy Ellis, Nico Jenkins, and Patrick Schroeder.
God, you think you can just bust through that?
Well, Nico Jenkins is also in the news. He was sentenced last year to death for the brutal 10-day killing spree he went on in Omaha, and now comes word that is he too mentally ill to be put to death? He once again tried to take his own life in April and nearly succeeded, according to certain documents. His attorney is arguing that he is too mentally ill to stand for capital punishment.
He keeps cutting himself up. Yeah. And so people are like, how does he keep getting sharp objects? But in April, apparently it slashed at his own throat and they thought he was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's hacked off enough pieces of himself.
Isn't that weird?
I believe he's just a hand.
Just a hand.
He's
left.
A hand and a mouth.
That's all? That's all that's left?
The mouth is in the hand. You know, that they're talking, here, hello, hello. Wow.
You drew it on.
Hello, I'm Nico Jenkins. I'm Nico Jenkins. I've chopped off everything, but left is a hand.
He's obviously crazy.
Honor, this severed hand is clearly too crazy to execute.
Yeah, look at me, I'm crazy.
Be quiet, Nico.
Hand. Nico Hand. Two more deaths confirmed in the biggest wildfire in California. It's called the Carr Fire, and it's near Redding in Northern California. Six people have had their lives claimed, left seven more unaccounted for. It's burned more than 95,000 acres.
So when the fire whips up, it moves so fast, they're saying the winds created from the fire are strong enough to uproot trees.
That's a lot of strong winds.
The fire is creating a storm, a firestorm.
The story that's in the news about the grandfather and the grandkids and his wife is just heartbreaking.
There's a man who left to run errands. He said he never heard an evacuation warning. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would have never left his wife with their two young grandkids. But so then he tried to make it back, got stuck in traffic, you know, of all the people fleeing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make it back in time, and the family was stuck.
I mean,
obviously, those are Californians. It's not like, you know, if we were there on vacation and didn't know, you know, what the scene is. These are Californians losing their lives. How quickly these flames can come up on you.
It's just, heartbreak. Well, and two people now are in jail for looting homes that were evacuated. I mean, imagine those, that's got to be a certain level of like, really?
Well,
turn
they're
in your
the homes
humanity
of the,
car.
The empty homes that didn't burn because, you know, they know whole neighborhoods are empty.
Empty. So they're taking advantage. CBS board of directors meets today to discuss allegations of sexual misconduct against their chairman and CEO, Les Moonves. Claims were reported in The New Yorker last week. Multiple reports claim some board members are weighing the possibility that he should step away from his work while they investigate. Now, Moonves admitted in a statement last week that there were times decades ago when he might have made some women uncomfortable by making advances. He said that those were mistakes he regrets.
You don't see a whole lot of men named Leslie anymore.
No,
that's his
don't.
Name, Leslie. Leslie Moonves.
Les.
Yeah, that is.
That's a weird name. Leslie Moonves.
The number of hotel rooms in Omaha has jumped about 16% in the past 5 years, and that's higher than the national average. I guess when it comes to building hotels, Omaha is on top of the pack. We've got a lot of new hotel hotels in the works. Omaha is outpacing the U.S., though, when it comes to hotel growth, according to the Omaha World Herald. And we have more on the way. So far this year, more hotel rooms have been booked than in any of the first 6 months of the year since 2008. So hotels track how often, you know, they book by occupancy, I guess, with jobs and all sorts of things ramping up. Places like the University of Nebraska Medical Center, all that. They're talking about the fact that they need more rooms. But
so I mean, you wonder how many employees that is. How many members of housekeeping live in Omaha? Like how many people have
probably
to say?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Housekeeping. Probably quite a bit. That's a lot of jobs out there.
So we went from 122 properties 5 years ago to 141 today.
Okay.
And we still have stuff that's being built. I mean, it's not as if like, and now we're, but hotel revenue in Omaha has risen annually since at least 2012. So it's, there's a business end to this. The hotel occupancy rate overall in Omaha is about 62%, which is less than the national average, but it's right up there. I mean, we have, we're on par, but I guess
that's good news.
It's
a sign of growth.
Sign of
growth. People want to come here.
They do. Yeah. I know, isn't that crazy?
More reasons to come.
Yeah.
Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, previously undisclosed program that has had federal air marshals tracking American citizens not suspected of any crimes, not under any investigation, and who aren't on any terrorist watch list, just to see about their behavior patterns. It's a program called Quiet Skies, and it's finally being unveiled. They gather details about people's behavior on the plane to try to thwart any potential aviation threats.
Like what?
They equate it to the fact of like, you know, if you've got a cop on the beat, it's just somebody walking around, keeping an eye on things, trying to keep an eye on like certain behaviors that could lead to problems later on.
I mean, does this surprise anyone? This is post 9/11. I mean, haven't you guys felt like you're kind of being clocked? They're watching. I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
I didn't realize
it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this what we kind of wanted? Them kicking the tires on all of us, you know? Looking people in the eye. I mean, there was a sane way to make airports safer than just taking your shoes off. How about just talking to people? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Buddy?
How you doing?
Little eye contact might have scared off a Mohammed Atta.
Yeah.
So these are just regular people. So behaviors that they're, you know, that they make note of are things like excessive fidgeting, excessive perspiration, rapid eye blinking, rubbing or wringing of hands.
All
when I was
signs
reading this,
of crazy.
Someone who might get up and try and run to the cockpit. Makes sense.
Or somebody who's just like, I'm scared of flying.
Sweating.
I doubt fear of flying is as ratcheted up as a Muhammad Atta. Yeah. Grab the plane.
Twitching eyes, no eye contact.
Yeah. But this was something that previously it just got uncovered. So people are talking about MoviePass couldn't afford to pay for movie tickets on Thursday. So their parent company had to borrow $5 million on Friday to get it back up and running for the weekend. And some are saying that this might be the death toll for MoviePass. They didn't like the look of things.
If you had to borrow $5 million to give everybody what they paid for, yeah, I think it would be the death. The death bells are ringing.
Well, everybody's been wondering how you can have a subscription service that would in no way. I mean, people pay $9.95 a month and you get to see a movie every day.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, yes, I would think that the numbers wouldn't jive with how many subscribers you have and how many movies they're going to see, especially in summer.
This is which one?
This is that movie pass.
Movie pass.
And that works everywhere? Is that tied in with AMC or do they have their own?
AMC's got their own.
That's the other one.
Yeah. You go to an AMC theater and now you have to sit through
constant commercials.
More commercials for their program of like, thank you for using TicketPass or whatever they use.
You're like, well, I did
it. Everybody in the theater is looking around like, did anybody use TicketPass? Yeah, I don't have that. Do you have that? Thank you for using TicketPass. I guess these rest of these losers might wake up someday and sign up for it too.
Losers.
And then they're reading all the perks.
Oh, God.
They just don't feel like perks yet.
No. What is that, like
popcorn upgrade?
Popcorn upgrade?
Yeah. You're holding your little popcorn and your ticket you just bought, and you're like, I still think I'm pretty good, though, right?
Yes. How much popcorn do you need?
I got to be honest, though. I took the kids, so we went to a matinee last week.
Yeah, what'd you see?
So two kids, Hotel Transylvania 3. All it's the only movie that I've seen this summer. It's so sad.
All right.
And took them for the three of us to go. And then we got one popcorn, one drink, and one candy. Mm-hmm. It was $50. Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
See, what they need to come up with is some type of family pass.
Yes.
You know, because you parents get killed, man. I have friends that have four or five kids, and, you know, he always asks for passes. Do you have any movie passes for free?
Yes.
And I'm like, no. And he goes, but, dude, when I go to the movie, it's easy, $100. It is $100 minus tickets.
Yeah,
food and all
don't
that.
You just
I feel
have to
bad
feed the
for
kids
them.
At home. Can you be a weird parent anymore?
No.
Can you be weird like our parents would be where they were like, no. Like, we'll go to the movie, but you can't order any food.
You can't have all this stuff.
Candy beforehand and sneak it in.
Yeah, well, I mean, candy you still kind of can sneak. I mean, I'm not a proponent of it, but I'm saying, yes. I mean, candy is still one of those things. It's the popcorn and the drink that get you.
Take your bottle water, you know, take some water in with you.
I mean, you could camp in water and just say, all right, you're not getting a lemonade, you're getting a water. But it's also one of those, we don't see movies that often, so it's like a treat. Like, it would be one thing if we were going to a movie every week. I'd be like, we have to be on the austerity program. Like, you're just going to have to realize that movie doesn't always mean popcorn. But we go so rarely.
Yeah,
maybe
this is the second time
the kids have gone this summer to see a movie, that it is a treat. It's meant to be like, this is fun. This is like your night out.
And it's $50.
And it's $50 on a Tuesday afternoon.
So if you would have thrown that $50 at a movie pass, how far would that have gone?
Well, that's the thing, is that $50 on a movie pass, $50 would have been 5 months worth of movies that you could go see one every day.
For one person or how many? How many?
For that's just one person.
That's one person, yeah.
So one of those tickets would have been already covered or what have you. I mean, but the point is it's the concessions real. I mean, yes, movie ticket prices get you, but it's like until they come up with the concession pass. That's why when AMC talks about the free upgrade, you're like, you have my attention. Tell me
I mean,
more
when
about
they
these.
They're breaking it down like this. Since a movie ticket costs roughly $10, if a subscriber saw more than one movie per month, the company would likely lose money, but I wouldn't see it as losing money. Aren't they incentivizing? Like, isn't this just unused inventory? Isn't that all they're doing?
You'd think.
Isn't MoviePass like Hotels.com where they're like, how can we force feed unused inventory on people?
Probably.
Theaters are sitting empty anyway.
God, it's awful.
But MoviePass doesn't own the movie theaters, so that's why it would be a loss. It's one thing for AMC, because AMC is just like, hey, listen, these are just seats. These are butts and seats of people that we wouldn't have had. This is money already accrued for something that we're already doing.
But I just thought the idea was just get butts in there anyway, and they'll buy popcorn and stuff.
Yeah, keep them alive
the
that way.
Theater model of...
Like Molly and her $50 bill.
Oh, my
that.
God.
You don't sneak any food in there, Molly? Come on.
I brought in my own water because I drink water. I brought in my own water bottle just because it's like buying water. It's like, come on. And then, no, we bought, I bought popcorn for the boy and a box of, oh my God, it was a box of snowdrops for the girl. I know. I'm like, so basically I could have brought in a baggie full of
probably
chocolate chips. You would have been just as happy.
Spent $2
exactly.
Total.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Today is National Cheesecake Day, and it's also Golden Girls Day. Isn't that weird?
What? Girls,
is that the new thing? It's the first time ever. This is the first Golden Girls Day. Is that just something from Netflix? You know how everyone's getting into Friends and all the old shows that we used to watch?
Oh, no. People love Golden Girls. It's
I mean, I
really
watched
crazy.
It when I was a kid.
Yeah.
A teenager. But
I know.
That was a bunch of old ladies is all it was.
Blanche.
Yeah, Blanche. Didn't Blanche sleep with everyone?
I can never remember who I mean, it was just a bunch of old ladies living together down in Florida. They knew each other. Betty White was on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it people, for whatever reason, it really resonated with a lot of young people. I think you like to think maybe your grandma has this whole cool life that you don't know about. Like she has just
you would
this
hope, right?
Universe.
Don't you hope?
Yeah.
That you're like, you know, because.
That's
survived by his wife. All these ladies, sadly, like, are widows. Their husbands don't make it.
Yeah.
So you would think in a perfect world, you know, like if it was a flip and men survived and the ladies all died, I mean, with the bunch of our grandpas.
They'd all be remarried. They'd
be
all be
together
remarried. No.
In Florida someplace in a big house. But you never see that. That doesn't exist.
No. But the ladies, I guess I forgot that they had all, I guess, passed on, the Golden Girls.
Uh-huh.
You know, the
go on to
the
their
husbands.
Big rewards.
Wow.
No, men get remarried. Men don't stay. It's rare that you see men, you know.
Staying and getting old. And
yeah, just going solo.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
A lot of times guys will, you know, dad, grandpa or whatever will have a nice lady friend.
Gets married when he's 90.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes two to tango, too. I mean, a lot of times there's ladies willing to take on these fixer-upper projects.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they're still kicking the tires. Come on.
Even at that age. Jeez. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine, like, getting used to somebody again at that age. Like, you're like, that point. Maybe that's why women usually stay single. Because you're like, you know, I already did this once with somebody. Stan and me, we had that good run. I just don't have it in me to like get to know somebody else and their quirks now. Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. That's sad. But gosh, you're probably right. You know.
Well, so I don't know why today. Yeah. Why is it Golden Girls Day today?
I mean, I don't know.
It debuted in 85 in September of 85.
Yeah. I don't know. It just popped up and this morning, and people were doing trivia and you know, expressing how this is the first one ever. They just came out with, which is even more interesting, they came out with action figures of the ladies.
Oh, stop it.
No, it's out there. I mean, this is like a deal. The Golden Girls. So I feel
I'm missing, oh my gosh,
I'm missing
terrible.
Something here. I don't know what I'm missing, but
those outfits are terrible.
Something's
they look like
happening.
Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia.
Yeah.
They all have been together.
They need to make them the same scale as Star Wars figures. So you could introduce them into your play.
There you go.
So like, you know, Darth Vader or Kylo Ren can lightsaber Sophia.
That would be awesome.
She might be. She's the little one. Oh, my God. The clothes are terrible. I don't know who made these, but boy, oh, boy. I mean, the faces are right on. But I'd be so upset if I were Dorothy. Gave her like man hands.
The likenesses of their faces, though, of these Golden Girls action figurines are so well done.
Yes,
they should hire these people to make the busts of like that Brandy Chastain,
right?
Or the Cristiano Ronaldo. Like these guys, they can sculpt well.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's really, but you, they're not available yet. They're not expected to ship until early 2019, but you can pre-order your set of Golden Girl dolls for $114. Oh my God. You'd have to be an unbelievable super fan. They're 8-inch tall figures and they'll look perfect on your desk, they said. I know. The
on
companies showcased them at San Diego's Comic-Con.
Can't wait to get them.
So the Instagram is from Trevor Grove Sculpture. He's the guy that sculpted them and unveiled them at Comic-Con. You wonder if those if there's companies out there. Can you get your own action figure?
God, wouldn't that be great? I'm sure you can.
How wild would that be?
Yeah, because I know you can get your own bobblehead, you know, bobbling around. But your own
bobblehead seems like awesome. Pretty low standard in terms of likeness.
I think so.
I mean, it's the lowest standard of recreation.
It's the caricature. It's the mall caricature of dolls, you know, where they just take your features and make them look like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, and then bobble it around. All right, 938-9400. That's the end of the show.
So. Is that a Muppets reference?
Durga-durga-durga-durga.
Like a Swedish meatball thing?
Maybe.
Swedish.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Channel 94.1.
All right, Celebrity News, what's up, Mo?
Justin Bieber is hinting that he and Hailey Baldwin are getting married soon.
Okay.
So yesterday, he and Baldwin may be tying the knot sooner rather than later. There was like, you know, one of those paparazzos was asking Bieber, hey, what's next? After the release of his new track called No Brainer, which he teamed up with DJ Khaled, Chance the Rapper, Bieber proudly declared getting married. And then he smiled and pointed at, you know, Hailey Baldwin. So maybe that means that they are making a quick turnaround from getting engaged just earlier this month. And now, boom, already off to wedding bells. Stranger Things season 3 officially delayed until summer of 2019. Word came from Netflix, their programming executive, that said that the show won't be back for another year. So season 3, they say it's going to be better than season 2.
Now why?
Do they say why? Just taking their time getting it all together. They didn't really delve into, you know, what exactly is the holdup, but the show's creator, these Duffer brothers, have been really tight-lipped about exactly what we can expect from season 3.
So we got to wait for Stranger Things and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones is supposed to come out in the first half of 2019. So whatever that means, you know, HBO didn't get
it. It means they're not 100% confident it'll be the first half.
First half gives them 6 months of
wiggle
room.
You bet.
Exactly. But Ozark, if people who are fans of season 1, season 2, the trailer is out and Netflix has announced that the second season will be premiering August 31st. So you got about a month to wait before you can check out Jason Bateman.
You got plenty of time to binge on the first season if you haven't watched. Ozark's really good if you got Netflix. What are you doing? If you haven't seen it yet, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like The Mob meets The Ozarks.
God, it's everything.
It's tense. Good. Jason Bateman handles it so well. You know, he's got so much stress going on with the murders. And, you know, I invest. That's what I do. I love him. He just handles it so well.
He does.
You're so, like, you get an ulcer watching Marty Bird try and keep everything together, like juggling, spinning dinner plates.
Well, how about it ended? How the last season ended?
Oh, my God. You're just like, if you watch the show, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You felt
great.
Like you were invested. You felt like you and the birds were going to get out of this thing. And then something happened.
Next.
And I just pulled back like, what are we going to do now with this?
I would probably stress out. I would. I don't know. It's a great show, people. So when is it? August 31st.
August 31st. So 1 month from tomorrow, and you will be able to binge your little heart away.
Can you imagine living in a world where people are going after your family?
No. I'd probably run.
It's like this. Yes.
Yeah. Molly's like, yes.
No, you can't run because they can get your family. That's the bit. They're leaning in on the family.
Yeah.
You got to take your family everywhere you go then. It's just, you know, at some point, do you just run solo and say, listen, it was a good run. You and the kids are on
How could you ever look at yourself in the mirror, though? Seriously.
No, I know.
Yeah.
just making light of this, but yes, it would be difficult. Big news for Star Wars fans. Carrie Fisher is going to appear in the next installment of the series, just known at this point as Episode 9. They don't have a title yet, but it's real footage. So it's stuff that they already had in the can.
Her like walking on and off the set in her Princess Leia robe. And they're like, we can use that. We'll just write it into the scene that she's on the deck. She's on the holodeck of some spaceship.
Yeah. Is that a Coke bottle in her hand?
May the force be with you.
They're like, no, we can CGI and make that like a walkie, like a space talkie. Like a space talkie. And she's talking to, I don't know, Chewbacca somewhere on the Millennium spaceship.
Billy Dee Williams is also coming back as Lando Calrissian.
But sure,
so that was the other big news.
Now, he's not dead, so they can make new footage. They don't have to use, like, old Colt 45 ads.
I know.
Hey, when it's Colt 45 time, it's all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Some me and my friends. I wonder if he still has his smooth talking. He's 81.
Probably.
Do you use that smooth voice?
When you want to meet the hot new neighbors, all you had to do was crack a can of Colt 45.
That's it.
Always ready for a good time.
Ding dong.
And the ladies would knock on the door.
Friend.
Oh, yes.
Looking all cozy. That we have to wait for 2019 is like when everything's happening. So
but we're going to keep reminding 20th, everybody though.
December 20th, 2019 is when Star Wars happens. That's when Game of Thrones comes back. That's when we get the new episode of Stranger Things. Apparently 2019, if we could just, you know, put ourselves in stasis.
I mean, nearly 2020, right? Because it's December of 2019.
Yeah. I mean, it's the end.
What are we going to fill the hours with the rest of 2018?
Porn?
That hurt me a little bit.
Volunteering, maybe, or learning.
Creepy. You could keep that to yourself.
Giving blood. There you go.
Red Cross is asking. They're looking, and they're offering Amazon gift cards. They need your blood. That is your news, celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right,
seems like everybody and their brother who saw the latest Mission Impossible says it's good.
I want to see it. It seems like I have to watch the one before that, even though they don't connect.
It's not the kind of movie you need to have the whole backstory on.
Connect very well.
I think they're pretty good about,
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.